Welcome back to The Relatable Black Girl, where I'm your host, Simone. And in this episode, I want to talk about my experience with therapy. I chose to go to therapy because I realized I had a lot of bottled up emotions, a lot of traumatic experiences that I would think about a lot, but never would say a word about it out loud. I had a lot of things that I've been through that I've never talked to anybody about, a lot of emotions, a lot of trauma, and, you know, I think it was just eating away at me, and I didn't know how to overcome it, and I realized I was using other things to just help mask that feeling. I was using being in a relationship. I was using alcohol, you know. I was using different things to kind of just help me, like, soothe this pain that I was feeling. And, of course, I came to the conclusion that I was grieving a lot of things, you know, not just actual physical losses, but I was also grieving the things that I wish that I had that I didn't have, especially when it came down to my childhood. And my friends are great and amazing people, but they could not help me with what I've been through. They are still figuring out their own trauma experiences. They're still figuring out what they need. They're still healing and growing. And I realized that I needed to talk to a professional. I read a lot of books because I love hearing women share their stories and the things that they overcame to become the woman that they are. And I read Viola Davis' Finding Me, and I think that was like the final nail in the coffin that made me realize that I should go and get therapy, because I was letting the 8-year-old me, the 12-year-old me, the 15-year-old me make decisions for the grown woman that I am now. I'm such a person where I'm like, I want to take accountability, but I realized that I wasn't taking accountability in the way that I should. I feel like I was so hung up on not being a victim that I was kind of like, blame everything on me. Everything can be my fault. Everything, it's me. I'm the problem. And I realized that is such a toxic way of thinking. I don't want to be the victim. I don't. You know, I think nobody wants to be the victim. Well, some people do. They're the victim every single time. But that's not my story. I didn't want to be the victim. And so I took the blame for everything, even things that were not my fault. And I really had to realize that it's okay to say that people did you wrong. And it's also okay to admit that maybe the way you reacted to the person doing you wrong was not okay. When I went and saw my therapist, first of all, I found my therapist on Headway. I used Headway to find my therapist. I chose a black woman because I am a black woman, and that's not to say that a white woman wouldn't be able to understand me or my story. It's just certain things that has been normalized within black culture that a lot of people outside of black culture just wouldn't understand, or they would just look at like, that's crazy. And I think it's like that with every culture. There's like things that are normalized within that culture that if you're on the outside looking in, it really wouldn't make sense to you. So I chose black woman. I chose an older woman, married, kids. I could even see the college and stuff that she graduated from. I believe she graduated from Texas Southern University. And she's such a nice looking lady. And I know you guys might feel like that doesn't matter. Like that doesn't. Yeah, but, you know, she was just a really nice looking woman. And of course, I don't know that much about her. They only give you so much information. Choosing a woman was really important to me. I know a lot of women some women feel like, oh, I like talking to guys because I like to get the male perspective on certain things. And I think that if you're going for relationships and you feel like you want more of a male perspective, I think that that's great. But I was going for my, childhood trauma and also like some DV that I experienced while being in relationships. So I chose, you know, to go with a woman because I felt like that's who I would be comfortable opening up to. So, yeah, when I went to my therapy session, I talked the whole hour. She didn't get a word in. I talked the whole hour and I said a lot of things that I had never let come out of my mouth ever. And I'm really good at controlling my emotions. So I was able to like cry and laugh and like still like tell my story. Certain things that I said, I had to just laugh at it because it was just like, that was so ridiculous, you know? And she kind of laughed with me and I could tell that she really, really felt my pain. I could tell in her eyes that maybe certain things that I said, you know, she was very like shocked by it. Certain things that I let come out of my mouth, I had never let come out of my mouth ever. I had never said it. And I honestly think that I would never repeat some of the things that I said. But oh my God, it felt so good to let it all out, you know? I grew up in a household where you had to keep secrets, you know? You had to keep a lot of secrets and you had to keep a lot of your feelings and emotions to yourself. You wasn't allowed to express it. And I think that I bottled up a lot of my emotions and I would go through things alone and not tell people how I was feeling. Or when I finally did, it was like an explosion because I had kept things so bottled up and I wasn't speaking on things when they first happened and when it upset me, you know? And I'm such a delayed reactive person. So sometimes people say things and in that moment, it's not that big of a deal. And then once I think about it later, I'm like, wait, like, why would you say that to me? Like, I'm getting better at saying something in the moment or just leaving people where they had me messed up at. You know, when I think about a lot of things when I was younger, there was a lot of toughing things out in my household. There was a lot of staying in a child's place. There was a lot of not being able to express your feelings and emotions. And now that I am an adult and I am in control and I have the say-so, I am walking away from situations that do not serve me. I'm no longer toughing it out. I'm not toughing out the job. I'm not toughing out the relationship. I'm not toughing out the friendship. I'm walking away from things that do not serve me and people who do not respect me and treat me with kindness. And going to therapy, like when you go to therapy, everybody's situation is different. What you want to talk about, what you've been through. But one of the things that my therapist told me that I needed to focus on was reparenting myself. So reparenting myself is one of the things that I focus on and also just being more aligned. And I know we all believe in what we believe in. I think majority of us believe in God, but I very much so believe in the universe. And this might sound crazy to some people, but I believe in the trees, the grass, the sky, the rain. I really believe in everything being aligned in nature. And I also want to be aligned in like walking in my purpose. And of course, yes, I believe in God, you guys. And I feel like God created the universe. And so I want to be in aligned with the universe. And I think my therapist is the one who pushed me in that direction, you know? I just woke up one day and I was just like, I need to cut off this friendship with this person. I need to cut off this relationship with the man that I was dating. I'm like, I am not aligned with these people. Not to call them like these people, like, you know, like that feels weird saying these people. But I just realized, like, I'm not aligned with this person. Who I want to be in the direction that I'm headed in, we are not headed in the same direction. And it's not like a hateful thing. Like, I'm mad at you. We're just going in separate directions. And it was the same thing with the guy that I was dating. I'm like, we're going in two different directions. We're not headed to the same place. And I know letting go of people can be difficult and scary sometimes, depending on your situation. You know, I'm lucky that I have like a mother and I have sisters that I have like close relationships with, but I also have friends that I have built close relationships with as well. But I know that it can be hard and scary because you don't want to be alone. But I feel like me spending more time alone has led me to creating a lot of healthy habits, and it has led me to be just being more mindful, and to be honest, it's a lot more peaceful. I can't lie, it's a lot more peaceful. Like, I don't really want to hear about your drama, your every 2 to 3 business days you're in an argument with your man, or you're in an argument with this person, or you got this long drawn out beef with your cousin that makes no sense to me. Like, I don't want to hear it, to be honest. I enjoy my peace, and I like the healthy habits and hobbies that I've created for myself. I hope I'm not boring you guys. You guys are probably like listening to it and like, oh my god. But yeah, I hope I'm not boring. But going to therapy really helped me realize how in control I am of my life. And it also made me realize how I don't need to be afraid to take a risk or take a chance. And rejection is redirection, okay? I have not missed out on anything. Everything that I've been through has helped me become the woman that I am, and I'm not ashamed or embarrassed. And I've given myself so much grace because I'm human and I'm going to continue to make mistakes. Like, I'm not perfect. Nobody is. But I'm learning from my mistakes and I'm becoming a better person, and I've really fallen in love with who I am as a person. I've fallen in love with it, and I'm able to admit when something hurts me or bothers me, even if it's just in a prayer. Like, I'll just pray to God and I'll just confess to God, like, hey, this is bothering me, this is upsetting me, and I don't want it to, but it is. And I am working on ways to overcome that feeling and that emotion, and just realizing that feelings and emotions are temporary. They're temporary. You may feel loneliness sometimes, you may feel sadness, but you don't have to live there. And like I said before, just know that everything that you've been through is helping you become the person that you want to be, and you're not missing out on anything. I feel like I was lucky to be raised with the mentality of what is for you will always be yours. Like, nobody can ever take away something that is meant for you. And that comes down to everything, whether it is a house, a car, a job, a relationship. Nobody can ever take away what is meant for you. I think that if you're thinking about talking to a therapist, you should just go ahead and do it, especially if you have insurance. Without insurance or with certain insurance, I know therapy can be pretty pricey. A lot of jobs nowadays, they offer like so many therapy sessions like through the job. But I would really advise you to speak to a professional about the issues that you're going through. Our friends don't have the answers all the time. Sometimes you need to talk to a professional. I'm Simone. This is the Relatable Black Girl, and I'll see you guys next time.